Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilaim Daf Memtes and the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Chamishi Halacha Gimel in the beginning of the Gemara. We start Memches and we base on the bottom. So we learn in the Mishnah that Ablozum Yaakov says that if you have a chert, you have a ditch that goes from one side of the Karen, from one end to another end, so then that divides the vineyard into two, and you can plant there in the middle. Says the Gemara, Achei Mavrik Kedehu V'Avedosoy. Mavrik refers to, does it have to, when it goes from one end to another, does it mean you have to go from one end to another plus Kedeh Avedosoy? We know that Avodah of a Kerem is 4 hours, the amount of work you have to do around the Kerem. Do you need to have the ditch going throughout the vineyard plus 4 hours on each side? Or is it enough to just go from the one side of the Kerem to the other without Kedeh Avedosoy? Answers the Gemara in Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Miman Detani, the fact it says in the Braiso, Moedim Chachomim Labelazer Ben Yaakov, Chachomim agree to Blos Ben Yaakov in the following case, Bechoritz Mavrik Kedeh Uva Avedosoy. If the ditch goes, the entire vineyard on the two sides, and the two Kedeh Avedosoys, then they agree. Masha from here, Havikin of Blos Ben Yaakov, Sovar Meimar, Afilu Eino Mavrik Kedeh Uva Avedosoy. So you see, they argue on Blos Ben Yaakov, but they agree with him when it went throughout the entire vineyard plus Kedeh Avedosoy. So it sounds like Blos Ben Yaakov that comes to argue and say that he holds better than Rabbanan. He holds, doesn't have to go Kedeh Avedosoy only from one side of the vineyard to the other side. Says the Gemara, Maplegin, the whole discussion is, Kishayu Shtei Shuris Mikan, Shtei Shuris Mikan. You have two rows in one side of the ditch, and you have two rows on the other side of the ditch. I mean, you have a full size of a vineyard on each side. Then there's a discussion, does it divide the vineyard into two, or does not divide the vineyard into two? If you have one row on each side, so that the ditch is in front of three of the vines, even if it's not the entire vineyard. You have one row of several vines, and across from it you have another row of several vines. Together they make a vineyard. If throughout three vines you have a ditch, that divides the Kerem into two, even in the areas where there's no ditch. Because you have over here a separation of the two rows. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani pochas mikan osur. So this goes to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said hagas, that's where you press the grapes. If it's 10 tfochim deep and 4 tfochim wide, you're allowed to plant it according to Ablozer. Chachamim say you can't. So the Gemara now is coming to explain the sheet of Chachamim. So the Gemara brings a brisa that says Tani, it says in the brisa, so pochas mikan osur. Less than that is osur. So the Gemara, what do you mean less than that is osur? We already said in the Mishnah that if you have a gas that has a 10th fochim depth, so you're not allowed to plant there. So dal ken man anam omina soru also tisho akoshigan. So we already said the 10 is also. So why you tell me if it's less than that is also? We know it's also. You already said 10 is also. So of course less than that will be also. Elo mal pochos miken l'rochav. Elo mami means to say that if the width is less than 4, so it's one of the same question. Dal ken man anam amim yasek es also. When we have less than 4. So then it's really considered to be completely sealed. I mean, we said even for tefachim wide, you can't plant there. So if it's less, it's as if it's closed. Of course you can't plant there. What's a chiddush? V'tehem mutter. If it's closed, it could be mutter. V'yes, says the more, yes. V'yes second sosum. V'tehem mutter. Yeah. Maybe if it's closed, maybe if it's less than for tefachim, it's better than when it's for tefachim. Why should it be that way? Like in time, then we find a bright that says, Shon shepeyo hanichasin l'toch arba'am l'shebekerim. When you have roots of peyo going into Arba Ashbekan. Pay over here means a type of vegetable. If the roots go into the vineyard, it's okay. If Lamata Mishloisha Tvachim Arelu Mutarim, if it's less, if it's lower, the 3 Tvachim deep, so then it's Mutar, it doesn't ruin the vineyard. So you see, something which is in the ground is better than something which is exposed. Says the Gemara, Shani Shavir Kerem Makif. So the Gemara says, yeah, but here it is exposed. We're not talking about a God which is in the ground. It is exposed, and it's surrounded by a vineyard. It's usur. There, which is in the ground, it's better than if it's completely not exposed, than if it's exposed a little bit. The world goes on and says, Agacha Bekerem, we're quoting the Mishnah, and we add him in the Chalikas of the Mishnah, as we meant, of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. So the Gemara says now, Omer Mleim Rabbi Eliezer, this is the correct Girsa, meaning, it's Rabbi Eliezer talking, not Rabbi Yaakov talking. What does it say? Ein etem moedim li, sh'omek yigavoyan. Why are you arguing with me regarding a gat, which means a place where you press the grapes, which is a type of a pit? You agree when you have a height. Then we said a shemio, where there's a height where the guard stands and hold and guards the vineyard. That you do say it's separated from the vineyard. So why, when it's deep, you don't say that? Says the Gemara of Tesamud Beis. Amr lo in el shavir kerem makif. I said yes, but here you have the area of the vineyard surrounding it. If it's above the vineyard, so the vineyard is not surrounding it. If it's below the vineyard, it is surrounding it, and then you have a problem. Then when it's surrounding it, then it's more of an issue. Says the one Mistabro, Rabbi Eliezer Moidel, Rabbi Eliezer Biyakov. Rabbi Eliezer, in the end of the Mishnah, speaks about the guests. He agrees with Rabbi Eliezer Biyakov that said that if you have a ditch from one side of the camp to the other side, then it's mutter. Rabbi Eliezer Biyakov lo yoidi lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Biyakov does not necessarily agree to Rabbi Eliezer. Because he's the one, they both agree with this concept that something which is in the ground, which is deep, which is a pit in the ground, is similar to if it's above the ground. So the same way, if you have something above, 10 fachim high, it's going to be separate from the kerem. So the same thing when it's deep, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, you should know, when you have a ditch from one side of the kerem to the other, so then it's considered to be a separate thing. It's like having a wall over there. Rabbi Eliezer will agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because he agrees with that svar. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lo yodi Rabbi Elazar shavir kerem makif. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov did not necessarily agree with Rabbi Elazar, who spoke about a gat, which is a type of pit. Because all Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said is if you have a ditch from one side of the kerem to the other side, but if I have only in one place and it's surrounded by a vineyard all around it, then it's more of an issue. Says the Gemara, Shomer shavir kerem, we're talking about the place where the guard sits to guard the vineyard. So, as the Gemara explained to us, the Gemara understands it, that the guard is sitting in that shomer. It's like a little hut, a little small house, where he sits inside. So then it's considered to be something which separates the vineyard, and you can plant there. So the Gemara, you need to have a space inside of the shomer of four tefachim. That's only if the shomer is round. If it's a square and it's more apparent, it has more of a chashivas, you don't have to have four tefachim, even less is okay. A similar thing, the more says on a different nekuda. You need to have a roof. The roof of the shermio needs to be three tefachim width in order for it to be chashav enough. My base said that's only if it's a round shermio. If it's a square, you don't have to have that. As long as you have any type of roof, it's okay. The more goes on, it says, Geffen she netua. If a Geffen is netua in a neka, which is a small pit. So the Mishnah says you give her the avodah, you give it the four amas, and then you can plant there. And the Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah argues and says you can't. So says the Gemara, what's the machlekes? Mishloisha v'adarbo yimasni. So we're talking about that the size of this pit is between 3 to 4 tefachim. If the pit is less than 3 tefachim, it's considered to be as if it's completely sealed. And if it's sealed, you're planting on a straight level ground. Then there's no issue. Because then you just go 6 tefachim away from the vine, and you can plant whatever you want, as if you have a straight land. But once you have a pit, Rabbi Yosi holds that the pit is considered to be chavush, it's considered to be surrounded by the ground around it. And therefore it's more of an issue than when you don't have a pit, or when you have a pit which is less than 3 tefachim. Continues the Gemara now, according to Abchaim, this seems to be continuation according to Rabbanon. Rabbanon say that you could plant if it's between 3 to 4, says the Gemara, Mishloisha darbo mashlim arbo v'zureya miyat. Meaning if the pit is less than 4 tefachim, so you could plant in the pit, but it needs to be at least 4 tefachim away from the vine. That's what Rabbi Chaim explains. You're planting here in the pit, but make sure that you have at least 4 tefachim away from the vine. The Chazon Ish, on the other hand, learns that we're talking about not in the pit anymore. We're talking about on the straight ground. And the reason why here is different than a regular vine, because the vine over here is in the gut. Talk about the case that the vine is sitting where you press the grapes. So there's some distance between there's some border between the grape, between the vine and the grain, and therefore you don't have to have the 6 tefachim, 4 tefachim is enough. The Vilna Gaon here has different pshat. We're not talking about pits or the vine, or we're not talking about the gat, we're talking about planting in the house. Because the end of the Mishnah said that you're allowed to plant in a house, which is in a vineyard. And on this, the Gemara says, if the house is between 3 to 4 tefachim, then you can plant. If it's less than 3 tefachim, so then the house is considered to be sasso, considered to be sealed. You can't plant there. Between 3 to 4 that you can plant, you still need to have at least a distance, the 4 tefachim, from the vine. You don't have to have 6. So similar idea that the Gemara is saying, just where is it applying the Mishnah, different shittos over here. The Gemara now concludes, according to the Goyin, this is just continuation of what we just talked about. According to the other Pirushim, this goes back, now we start to talk about the house. And the Gemara goes and says, how do we know that you can plant in the house and the vineyard? Rabbi Avin, B'Shev Shmuel, it says in the Pasuk, Uvivatei kilayim huchbeu. In the house, the kilayim was hidden. So you darshan, bayit shemachbiim b'risa kilayim. You can hide kilayim in a house. Meaning, if you have a house, then you don't have a problem of kilayim in the vineyard, as you usually have if you don't have a house. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi kilayim daf memtes.